KTWHLP in Two Harbors, Minnesota, radio with a lake view.
Hello, Two Harbors and online listeners. You are now tuning into our Beet Farm with Saverio Mancieri.
Here's a little song you can all join in with. It's very simple and I hope it's new.
Hello, and thanks for joining us on the Beet Farm Show at KTWH 99.5 FM, Two Harbors, Minnesota, and streamed at ktwh.org if you're tuned in outside of our listening range. The Beet Farm is all about local singer-songwriters live in the studio every Friday from 5 to 6 p.m. Beet Farms are replayed the following Sunday at 3 p.m. Folks can also access archived programs of all kinds, all different kinds of programs, at ktwh.org. We're Leslie and Carl, and our Beet Farm show is live on the third Friday of the month and replayed the following Sunday from 3 to 5. Thanks ever so much for being with us today. We really appreciate our listeners. We'd like to dedicate this show to our friend Scott Lillo, music promoter extraordinaire, all-around nice guy in the Superior, Wisconsin area. Our healing vibes are going out there, just going right to Scott Lillo. Best to you, Scott. Saverio Mancieri is a folk and Americana musician based in Duluth. He's been touring regional circuits for the past several years and has a debut EP, Can I? He's been called a guitar virtuoso with a resonant voice. And I'm going to ask you right now, Saverio, I already forgot the name of your other CD.
It's called 1,000 Feet from the Sun.
Yeah, okay. And so welcome back to KTWH. And the Beet Farm Show. I figured out it's been about 2 years since we last saw you here, and that was the summer of 2021, I think. A song comes to mind when I think about you. It's a cover, and I believe it's called I've Been Everywhere. We'll find out why a bit later, but for right now, let's have a song.
Sure.
What will it be?
This is a song off the new record, 1,000 Feet from the Sun, called 1,000 Feet from the Sun.
Okay, and say that the title of it again.
1,000 Feet from the Sun.
Yes. Okay. Cool.
My mind's made up. I've been looking for the wrong things, yeah. My mind's made up. I've been looking for the wrong things, yeah. But am I now 1,000 feet from the sun, yeah. Where am I now 1,000 feet from the sun? Didn't you take me far away from my home? Didn't you make me do down my own? My mind's made up. I've been searching for the wrong things, yeah. My mind's made up. I've been searching for the wrong things, yeah. Where am I now? I'm out from my ghost. Where am I now? far from my ghost. Can you take me here? Find a way from my home. Can you make me do it on my own? Take me right away from my home. Can you make me do it on my own?
Wow, nice. Very nice. How about a little background, if you could share with us where you were at or anything you can about that song, A Thousand Feet from the Sun, that you wrote?
Yeah. I'm not sure it has any sort of specific symbolism, per se. You know, my line of work, you know, being a traveling musician, I'm gone from home a lot. So I'm kind of on the road all the time, traveling and stuff. And I think that, it probably has to do with that.
Yeah.
Just kind of being gone from your home base more often than you're there, I guess.
That totally makes sense. Yep. I like that. And, would you just play another song right away for us, and
then
we might get back to that topic later.
This is also off the new record. This is called Moon and Sea, Land and Trees. And I do have this does have a story of mine, if you want to get into that later.
Oh, this okay. Song does, yeah. Some do, some don't. Yep, I know.
They were so in love, they rose up above. He fit her like a velvet glove. She fit him like the sky above. They met where the moon meets the sea. They met where the land meets the trees. They moved so far away into the trees, away from yesterday. The river runs alongside the bank. Children run home every day. They met where the moon meets the sea. They met where the land meets the trees. They rose children as they drowned them, so they could take the world out as one of them. They retired to a cabin in the woods, found their meaning the way all people should. They met where the moon meets the sea. They met where the land meets the trees.
Yeah, nice one. And that was called Moon and Sea, Land and Trees. Yep. And that was off of your latest album, 1,000 Feet from the Sun.
Yeah.
Very, very nice. I really enjoyed that one. And so you said there is a little narrative, that story that goes with that, hey?
Yeah. So I wrote that about a fictional couple that has some kids, and well, they meet for obviously meet first, and they have some kids, and they grow up, they move to the woods with the kids, and the kids grow up and leave the couple, and the couple proceeds to have the rest of their life in the woods. It's nothing too spectacular, I guess. But
oh, a nice little story. Yeah, I like that. And so, kind of about where they went when they had an empty nest, what they call an empty nest. The kids go away, and there they are left. And their own little privacy, kind of. Very, very nice song. You know, I kind of follow on Facebook what the heck you're doing, and you're all over the place. Wow, Saverio, you are very, very much in demand, obviously, and you travel for all these wonderful gigs. Can you give us an idea of where you've been?
Yeah. So let's see. I'm playing in Minnesota, Wisconsin, Iowa, both the Dakotas, Michigan, Illinois, Nebraska, Missouri. I think that's it.
Basically,
the whole Midwest.
The whole Midwest, and that's really amazing. And I also noticed that you, through the years, because we met you a couple of years ago, I think you are returning to places where you've already played and just traveling in your van and probably loving it all.
I enjoy it a lot,
Yeah, probably you wouldn't be doing it if it wasn't a blast. And, of course, although it takes a lot to get it together, because you are your own producer, manager, booking agent, all that. So it isn't an easy job, but it is an income, and you know that's your chosen way to share your wonderful music with everybody. And so that's really something. A lot of people, you know, you can't really make a living if you don't play all the time, and they have to subsidize with some kind of job they don't really like. And here you're all music, and wonderful music, I must say.
Thank you.
That the last one, your guitar accompaniment with that song was really cool.
Thank you. I appreciate
very
that.
Very neat strumming. Your right hand work was very neat, and quite different from your first song.
I
love that kind of variety. Yeah. So let's see. Will you be playing anywhere around here if people want to see Saverio Mancieri live?
Yeah, so I think the next Duluth show is going to be at Sir Benedict's on September 1st. Probably 5 to 7, I think.
Yeah, I think that's what they usually do.
Yeah, on Thursdays, yeah.
On Thursday. Oh, that is a Thursday. Great.
I believe so, yeah.
And I want to write that because, yeah, we sometimes go there. And Yeah, and I think there's another, you know, we're going to go back again to Scott Lillo just a little bit, because I can't help but be thinking about him and sending good vibes out to him. And he's quite involved in the Mayor Payne in Superior, Wisconsin, is really supporting the arts. And we are so thankful to him. And I think Scott Lillo is quite involved in Porch Fest. And that is a big, huge festival in Superior. Every other Thursday, musicians, singer-songwriters are playing all over the place in Superior. You can see at least three different acts in a matter of 2 hours, and we usually do. We break up our two-hour Porch Fest time and see a little bit of each of the three groups who are playing. But and you have a gig for Porch Fest.
Yeah. I'm playing September 7th at Billings Fireside Park.
Yeah.
Yep.
And so there are usually three artists who play that Billings Park gig when they have Porch Fest nights, and you are going to be at the fireside,
yeah,
where the fire ring is. And folks, if you haven't seen how Mayor Payne has remodeled that area, it's really quite nice. I've been taking my grandsons, you know, since they were tiny there, and now they're all grown, and it's a really gorgeous place now. It was a nice little bonfire place for people who knew about it. And there's a little bit of a gravel walk to get back to the that area. But there's a nice, huge parking lot, and it's very accommodating for people. I must say, if you have a wheelchair, it might be a little difficult. I did talk to the park district there. For anybody who has a wheelchair, it's kind of difficult because it's a gravel path, gravel or grass. Other than that, though, once you get out there, it's really a gorgeous spot overlooking the lake, overlooking the bay. It's really pretty. And I can't wait to hear you there.
Appreciate that.
Yeah, once again, that's September 7th at Billings Park. How about another song for us?
Let's see. I'll do tracks entirely from the new record. This is a song called Leave Us Now. Well, I say goodbye to you as I leave. Sit there in such disbelief. You know me, I've got to go. And I know you, that you thought you could keep me close. What is that? Leave us now. With me so far away and you stuck in the now. What is that? Be long gone, be closer somehow. Well, I was up late last night with myself. Do I need to go to be somebody else? You're up late last night with yourself. Should I hold on? What is that? Leave us now. With me so far away and you stuck in the now. What is that? Leave us now. With me long gone. Somehow.
and die our separate ways, never to see the other again. Maybe that's what we both need. Maybe we are already free. What is that? So far away, you're stuck in the now. What is that? Leave us now. Let me long gone, can you closer somehow?
Nice job, yeah.
Thank you.
And that was, we're live in the studio with Saverio Mancieri, and that was another one of his songs off of his recent CD called Leave Us Now. And oh, that was so great. You know, I'm so impressed, even more so than when I saw you 2 years ago with your virtuosic guitar playing. Oh my gosh. It really is amazing. I got to ask you, how did you get started playing the guitar?
Yeah. Well, my dad played guitar around the house and stuff growing up. I think I was in fifth grade maybe, so 10, 11, 12, something like
yeah,
that.
Yeah, yeah.
Pretty young. I just kind of picked it up one day, and I guess I haven't set it down since. It's been 15, 16 years now.
Right.
Like that.
So you just mentioned your dad, and your dad really was big into playing, wasn't he?
Yep.
He had a band, I think.
Yeah, he played back in the early 90s in a band called The Herd.
Uh-huh.
Buffalo Robert and The Herd.
Oh,
so,
all right.
Yep.
And so you grew up, or you would be hearing him practicing and playing with the band or whatever. And then did somebody give you a guitar, or did you just inherit one of his, or I'm just curious.
Yeah. Well, I had two teachers growing up. So I mean, they were probably the impetus for me to continue with it, I would imagine. Yeah.
Was it your father said, "Oh, you seem interested. Let's have you get some lessons." Is that kind of how it went?
Yeah, I think I showed a pretty strong interest for it.
An aptitude, probably. That's a good word.
Yeah. And so he said, "Hey, this kid's serious about it, so let's get him some lessons." You know what I mean? So
good. Yeah. And then he bought you your first guitar.
Or maybe, I would imagine. Yeah, I think so. I think I got one of his probably.
Yeah, a hand-me-down guitar or something like that. Well, what are you playing today? What guitar are you playing today?
This is my mainstay workhorse. This is my 2018 Gibson J15.
Uh-huh.
I bought it, God, probably 5 years ago now, I think, something like that.
Oh, what a big,
nice
sound it has. Gosh, I can't even describe it. It's resonant, or it's a big, nice sound. Yeah, really nice. And it complements your voice well.
Thank you. I appreciate that.
See, that's every once in a while there is a little, when people play and sing, their guitar, I think, is not a really good fit with their voice. And I mean, it's good, but not the best. And I think that is a really good one for your voice. It's really beautiful. How about another song?
Sure. I think I lied earlier. I think I'm gonna do a cover now.
Okay. Good.
gotta stop. I gotta tune this thing. Hang on a second.
Okay.
And so we're getting ready for Stevie Ray, eh?
That's right.
All right.
Well, I'm by loving, giving sight to the blind. My baby loving, got the sun to shine. She my sweet thing. She my pride and joy. She's my sweet little babe. I'm but a little lover boy. I love my baby like the finest wine. Stick with her to the end of time. She my sweet thing. My pride and joy. She's my sweet little babe. I'm but a little lover boy. Love my bear with my heart and soul. Love like a mountain ever grown. She my sweet babe. She my pride and joy. She's my sweet little babe. I ain't but a little lover boy. I love my baby, she's a long and a lean. If this is how you'll see a man get mean, she my sweet. She my pride and joy. She's my sweet little babe. I'm but a little lover boy.
Pride and Joy. We're live in the studio with Saverio Mancieri.
Always dug that tune, you know what I mean?
Yeah, it really is. It's upbeat and it's familiar to people. And Pride and Joy, who can dispute the title of it? It's a very nice song. Let's see. Thank you, listeners, for tuning in. And you know this is your community radio station, KTWH, 99.5 FM LP, Two Harbors, Minnesota, and KTWH.org. This Beat Farm show will be replayed over the air this Sunday, July 23rd, from 3 to 5. And I think most of our listeners already know that you can go to ktwh.org and go into the archives to listen to many, many shows that we've had on the Beat Farm, as well as other wonderful programs that the station supports with our wonderful DJs and news reporters. And there are a bunch of archive shows there at ktwh.org. Tell us, Saverio Mancieri, where have you been touring? And, you said all over the Midwest, really. And I know you're going to Sir Ben's. And how about your very next gig after this one? Where's that?
Yeah. I'll be in Winona, Minnesota tomorrow night at High and Low Tap. From, I believe, 7 to 10 p.m.
Yeah. About how far is Winona?
Three and a half hours, maybe?
Oh, is it really?
Yeah.
See, you do get around. And you, it just seems like when I'm looking at your tour dates that you're all over the place. That's quite a ways to go. And I'm sure the folks in Winona are going to love your gig. Because we're loving it in here today. So how about another one? And this is going to be another one off of your recent CD, 1,000 Feet from the Sun.
Yeah.
Good.
This is called Through the Dawn. In my life I've been 1,000 places far away from my home. In my life I've seen 1,000 faces smiling through the dawn, through the dawn, through the dawn, through the man, he dug his grave with a shovel and a knife. He chased his dreams of escape with a child and a wife. To the town, to the town. Took a life with a shovel and a pole. She found a way free from her strife with a hole deep in her soul. To the down, to the down, to the down, to the down, to the down.
Oh, yeah, nice one. And that was another one off your recent album, 1,000 Feet from the Sun. That was called Through the Dawn, another original by our guest, Saverio Mancieri. And we're having a great time in here listening to your music.
It really
is a treat for us. I maybe don't say it enough, but here we are up close and personal with a singer-songwriter such as yourself. It's really a treat, and it's our honor to be here with you today.
Oh, well, likewise, I appreciate that. Uh-huh.
Well, it's the truth. You know, if you could name one or more artists, or maybe even a group, and I'm going to have to preface this with, besides your father, because we already know about that, anybody really influence you a lot with your music?
Oh, I'm a huge Martin Sexton fan.
Yeah.
I don't quite have his vocal prowess, but I don't. And nobody does really. The guy's incredible. And he's also a great. Great guitar. Guitar player as well. Ryan Montbleu is another one from. I think he's from Vermont, maybe.
What's the last name, Ryan?
Montbleu. It's French, I believe. Ryan Montbleu. Yeah.
Uh huh. All right, cool.
Yeah.
I'm going to have to look him up, yeah. And Martin Sexton, I knew that about you, but
That guy's like, yeah. He's great. He's so good.
Yeah. He's up there at the top of your list. I know that, yeah. And, you know, and we've been listening to songs right off of your album, and I'm trying to remember the name of your first album. Can I? And so that's another one. And I believe the people from, I've heard your songs played from time to time over the air here from people doing DJ lists and such, and that's a wonderful thing. So are you prepared to leave this?
Oh, yeah. That's yours, absolutely.
Great. And so what sometimes happens is they rip the CD and then I get to take it home.
There you go.
And it's a great deal. Okay, we are going to go then to with another song.
Sure.
Good deal.
This is called Chasing That Buzz.
All right.
Yeah. Kind of a swingy number. I've got some money in my pocket to get me there. You can come with if you want to. I agree, life ain't being fair. We met in the summer. When fall rolls around, we didn't starve as lovers. Until my feet hit the ground. Time keeps on moving. Oh, yeah. I keep on chasing that buzz. Time keeps on moving. Oh, yeah. I keep on chasing that buzz, yeah. I've got some money in my pocket to get me right. I don't think you understand. I look in phono light. My heart beats like a silver drum. Keeps the wolves at bay. My heart beats like a silver drum. Yeah. I wouldn't have it any other way. Time keeps on moving. Oh, yeah. Ah, yeah, yeah. Keep on chasing that buzz, yeah. Time keeps on moving. Buzz, yeah. Keep on chasing that bus.
All right. Nice little rubato is what I call it when you kind of slow the tempo down right at the end. That is was a really nice ending to that song. And that song was called Chasing That Buzz, right off of your album that you've been playing a lot, off of today, 1,000 Feet from the Sun. Well, just loving that. Can folks get this album somehow? Because it really is a good one, and the songs are great on it. Thank you. How can people get this album?
Yeah, so
CD.
Yeah, yep. My website, SeverioMancieri.com, would have them to be able to be shipped at shows as well. Any of my gigs, I carry CDs and T-shirts and that kind of stuff.
Oh, you have T-shirts?
Oh, yeah.
See, I didn't know that.
Yeah, you want one?
Sure. Hey, Carl, can you buy me one? Anyway, sure. Saverio Mancieri, so we're going to have to spell that, because if people want to go online, you know, S-E-V-E-R-I-O, Saverio, and then Mancieri, you know, really, it's pretty much pronounced like it's spelled M-A-N-C-I-E-R-I, Saverio Mancieri, and we're so pleased that you could come here.
I'm grateful to be here. Thank you
very much. Yeah. And so are you going to be spending some of your summer here then? Or do you have to just take off right away?
Well, after tomorrow, I'll be back for 4 days, I think, and then...
Oh, a vacation.
A midweek vacation, right.
Yeah.
Yeah, I'm pretty much on the road the whole time.
Yeah.
Pretty much through, well, I mean, I'm booked up full right now through, like, middle of December, so.
Whoa!
So, yeah.
Yeah, well, good luck traveling with this heat wave, yeah. You know. We here, I think we are getting, you know, we're like a high of 77. Some places are, you know, a high of 120.
Right.
And I hope you don't encounter that when in your travels. And, oh, my gosh, if you had an outdoor gig and it was that hot. You know, I've seen some cancellations through the nation because of the heat.
Yeah.
And good luck with that. And I hope you you travel with a fan or something.
My van, knock on wood, has pretty good AC right now. Knock on wood.
Right, but I mean when you're performing, you know, I don't know, one time I had to play in a church that out on the East Coast for a wedding, and it was over 100 in there. And if there hadn't been a fan, I would have had to back out.
Yeah, right.
Because, it can be, and then, of course, you're always a little nervous, even if you're as you know, used to it as you are. And so that adds to the, whoa, it's really, really hot in here. Well, good luck with the heat wave. Let's see, I know I wanted to, I did want to talk about a little something special having to do with the station right now. So KTWH Radio with a Lakeview announces their second of three 2023 summer concerts. catch the wave and take a gorgeous little drive up the North Shore to here in Two Harbors at Owens Park Bandshell for our second Free Will concert. And we're going to be featuring Superior's own Born Too Late. Some of you have known them since they were really young kids. You know, they started playing out since they were like 10. They are, aren't they, though?
Yeah, yeah.
But they started out, they were like 9 and 10 years old. And Shane Nelson Band, that happens to be their, Shane Nelson is their uncle, and who had a big influence in their musical upbringing. And so he's going to be with them. His new band is going to be with them. Mark your calendars to come on up to Owens Park. Is really pretty here in Two Harbors. And that's going to happen on Sunday, August 27th. It's, of course, free. We're calling it a Free Will concert, and it's from 3 to 5. In addition, you'll not want to miss the third concert in that series the very next Sunday, because these are both on a Sunday. We're going to have the band Soulhead on September 3rd, and that's also from 3 to 5. We are acquainted with Soulhead when they used to be the backup band for Sidney Hansen, who is also from up the shore here a little ways, and that they were with her band, and now they're out on their own. And we heard them in Superior not too long ago, and that's Soulhead here in Owens Park on September 3rd from 3 to 5. So mark your calendars, Sunday, August 27th, 3 to 5 here. And there's a really nice band shell, so I think the sound is wonderful. And then September 3rd from 3 to 5. So those are our new Free Will concerts, and these are our pilot summer concerts, because I don't know if KTWH has ever done anything like that in the park there. Beautiful, beautiful park. So you bring your blanket, your chairs, your beverage, your little bit of food maybe. Actually, Carl and I went out for pizza afterwards, and that was supper time. It was great. And it's a wonderful community up here, and a beautiful park. So, and it's going to be great music. Did you want to say something?
No, just that this town has that small town feel. If you've ever experienced it, it's here in Two Harbors.
Yeah. I mean, we love Superior, but it's like our second home up here in Two Harbors. Of course, the radio station people are the best. And we've met so many people. It's like our second little group of friends, and it is a beautiful little community, too. On our way up today, we had a really bad rainstorm that we drove through, and but usually the weather is a tiny bit cooler up here. That's another thing to think about at the end of August. It might be a little bit cooler up here when you come.
Nice respite.
Yeah, nice little respite. Right. Yep. So we're hoping to have at least, we'll probably have two more songs from our guest, Saverio Mancieri. And what will your next one be?
This is not on any of my records, but this is one of my songs though.
All right.
It's called Lowdown. Cool. Kind of a bluesy thing.
Love it.
Low down, you see me. Low down, like a blip on the sea. Yeah. You see right through me, like nobody does. You see right through me, like nobody does. I don't know. Guess it was what it was. Thank you. low down, look away, low down, from yesterday. And you wonder just how long this is gonna last. And you wonder just how long this is gonna last. I don't know if I need a home path. Low town, far away, low town, remember the day. And you travel all around, trying to find yourself. And you travel all around, trying to find yourself. I don't know if you can find someone else.
Another song composed by Saverio Mancieri, our guest today, and that was called Low Down. And that song just raised me up. So it's a low down, but it really is a
got you going.
Got me going. That's a good word for it. You know, there was one other question. Where was that? Oh yeah. If you could give some advice, just one, I'm sure there's many, but if there you could give just one piece of advice to aspiring musicians, what would that be?
Yeah, if you have a passion for it and a desire to do it, don't ever quit. Don't stop. I mean, it's kind of cliche, but it's really true. You know what I mean? Like, I mean, don't stop, because I mean, I think the world needs more like art and more of you out there, you know what I mean?
All right.
Yeah.
And I like how you said don't stop, because you know, musicians they have their ups and downs, and oh, this is a great song I wrote, and oh no, this one's not so good, and the ups and downs, but stay with it. And I'm here to tell you, I from 2 years ago, you have gone to a totally different level with your music, your guitar playing, the songs you've written, you know, in 2 years only. And
yeah,
I mean,
really,
that's just a little tiny part of your musician lifespan. And so your piece of advice, stay with it.
Yeah,
you know?
Just don't quit. Yeah.
Yeah, because you got to learn. You got to get better, because you're learning every time you try something. And that's really good advice. So, you know, it looks like, according to my clock, I think we only have 5 minutes left. So, community radio listeners, thank you so, so very much for listening. You know, we're here because you are there. Carl and I want to thank you a bunch for being here with us. Saverio Mancieri, it's been an incredible pleasure to learn more about you and to listen to your music and watch your incredible blow-me-away guitar playing. I just love it. And everyone at KTWAH 99.5 FM would like to thank you deeply for joining us up in Two Harbors today. I mean, really, behind the scenes, all the people associated with our station are always grateful for the live music that they get to hear when they tune in, and always grateful for what we do here on a Beat Farm show. It's been so much fun to have you. I'm sure we'll see you here again.
Well, I hope so.
Yeah, we'd love it. And looks like we have time for one song or maybe a little more than that.
Sure.
So we'll have you go on for another song. And what will that be?
This is actually, I think, the newest song I've written called Ice on the Muffler.
Oh, okay.
Of my vehicle. Through the snow and ice, not a care in the world. My way to paradise. I hope I don't get hurt. I hope I don't get hurt. Down 35, I see eyes on the road. I pull over to the side. Got nowhere to go, nowhere to go. Up ahead to the right, a truck's can of load made of timber and ice. It's got somewhere to go, somewhere to go. Pulls in the job, starts unloading its stuff in 4x8s. It's got ice in the muffler, ice in the muffler. It pulls onto the road, icy leaves. Got somewhere to be. I've got nothing to need. Nothing it needs. I pull into town. I hit the bar. I order two waters. I'm a responsible driver. I'm not going that far. I'm not going very far. Ice in the muffler. Ice in the muffler. Ice in the muffler.
Ice on the muffler. Yeah, good one. Oh, Saverio, I can't say enough how much we've enjoyed having you here. And I do want to remind folks that if you'd like to see Saverio live, he is going to play around here the first part of September. September 1st at Sir Ben's in Duluth. And September 7th at Billings Park during Porch Fest again on September 7th. And so we're probably going to catch both of those shows because we can't get enough of you.
Well, thank you.
Thanks again for having us. And we're going to sign off now.
Thank you.
Thank you. Bye-bye.